Minister of Information.
Next question.
Minister.
Did you wake me up?
Minister.
Did you wake me up?
Minister.
Why did you wake me up?
The Minister.
Minister.
Wake up.
Minister.
Minister.
Minister of Information.
All I'm offering is the truth.
Minister.
The Minister.
I want the truth!
The Minister.
Minister.
You can't handle the truth!
M.O.I.
Minister.
Minister.
Without knowledge of self.
Minister.
Minister.
Minister of Information.
M.O.I.
Who taught you to hate yourself?
1,000 ministers.
M.O.I. Podcast. Podcast.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. Today is Friday. Today is holy day for all Muslims around the world. For on Friday was the day that man was created in the flesh, and Friday was the day that man departed from the flesh. Thus making Friday the holy day for all Muslims around the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. I want to first rise, give glory, praise, and honor to Allah, and I bear witness that He is alone. He has no partners and no equals. I also give honor to all the prophets of Allah and to all the messengers of Allah. I give honor to the harbinger, Marcus Messiah Garvey. I give honor to Noble Drew Ali. I give honor to Confucius. I give honor to Yeshua al-Mashiach. I give honor to all the prophets. I give honor to all the apostles. I give honor to the Mahdi, the guide. I give honor to the Mujanta, the reformer. All of these individuals were sent forth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and love, family, peace and love. Haven't been on live in a while. I know you guys probably seen my banter on the Catholic Church, or Catholicism as a whole, and I'll clue you guys in as to why I was beginning that crusade, no pun intended, against the Catholic sect. Hold on, my thing fell. Okay, but I'll clue you guys in as to why I was going on that banter on that against the Catholic Church or against Catholicism. And I don't have anything against Catholicism, really. I don't have anything against nobody's belief system. I don't really particularly even care about anybody's belief system. You know, if you believe what you believe, then, you know, that's cool. But I'm supposed to be going up against an individual whose name I won't mention. And it's supposed to be, you know, a conversation or a debate or whatever. And that's still being put together, by the way. So you'll see the flyer soon. MOI versus whatever, however it's going to be promoted or marketed. But I'm going to talk about some of the historicity of the Catholic Church and Catholicism as a whole. You know what I'm saying? So when you see that flyer posted, be sure to tap into that conversation whenever it happens. It may be this month, maybe next month. But I wanted to prep you all mentally for the historicity, and I didn't even really go in on any shit yet. Like, I'm just giving some highlights. There was a highlight reel of some of the stuff dealing with Catholicism, because the shit could go way back. But I think this individual that I'm going to go up against in this conversation with Catholicism and the historicity of Christianity, because we have to understand that the Catholic Church takes credit for the creation of Christianity. And by right, if you understand the history of the parts that the Catholic Church played in the creation of Christianity, then by rights of virtue, they can lay claim that they created, and I really, truly mean the word created. They created Christianity. Now, what the Catholic Church did with Christianity was something called Christendom. And this is something that a lot of the believers of Christianity are not aware of the term called Christendom. The Christendom was the spread of the belief of this Christianity. And it was done by hook or crook. It was done through torture, through murdering people, through wiping out natives and all type of shit like that. It was done at the hand or at the command of an individual called the Pope or the Papist. And I think, broadly speaking, I think that most people who are not well versed or studied in Catholicism or the Catholic belief would be led to think that there's only one Pope. And we have to understand there were several popes. And I don't mean individuals in the position. I mean in different regions of the world, different popes. France had their own pope, you know. Spain had their own pope. And of course, Rome had their pope. And there was a seat of the papist and in Europe. And these are all the locations that Christendom had conquered. This is the conquest of Christendom. But the part that gets me rattled is these so-called Catholics or these popes or these cardinals or these bishops actually learned at the foot, at the feet of our African brethren at the Hagia Sophia. If you never heard of the Hagia Sophia, that's okay. I want you guys to look it up. You already know. If anybody's on this live feed, you already know. Grab your pen and your paper, your pencil and your paper. Take some fucking notes. Take some notes. Take notes. Don't sit here and just listen to me rattle off information and try to remember this shit, because it ain't gonna work that way. When you take notes and you go study for yourself, this information becomes something you know and not something you heard. And that's why I'm here. I love the motto of the good brother Dane Calloway when he said, "I'm just here to make you think." And, you know, that should be echoed throughout the conscious community. We all should be disseminating information to make each other think. The thinking mechanism begins the learning process. So this is just information. I'm not here to convince you nor persuade you. I'm here to teach you a version of the truth. But we must be careful with the truth, because Allah gives us our own version of our own truths, our own portion of understanding, which is suitable unto us. So this is just what I have collected and gathered through my studying, right? Don't sit here and say what I said, you know what I'm saying, without doing your own due diligent research. Now, the formulation of the Catholic Church is quite interesting if you care to dive into it and have a conversation with a devout. The word they use is orthodox. The word orthodox is traditional. The orthodox Catholic or believer would be led to believe that the formation of Catholicism, the belief of Catholicism, is based on the teachings of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, if anybody wants to argue with you about the nature and the teachings of Jesus Christ, let them have it. But before you walk away, you ask them, which Jesus of the Bible are you referring to, Catholic? Because a lot of stuff in Catholicism is truly based upon the teachings of Paul. Which my next point is something called Paulism. And Paulism is the teachings of Paul. And, you know, later, you know, Paul was made a saint. Sainthood was something that was created in the Catholic Church. The idea of making somebody a saint, almost like a martyr. And these saints, these idols, because they're idols, these saints are venerated, you know. They're exalted to this certain level to where in the Catholic Church they actually pray to the saints. For example, they pray to Saint Mary, which is supposedly the mother of this Jesus of Christ. And I'm using words like supposedly the mother of Jesus of Christ because as I'm mentioning names like Mary and Jesus, of course, if you can't help it, no matter how conscious you are, no matter how aware you are, you can't help but to go back into your Christian mind, into what you were taught about Christianity, and you know that Mary gave birth to Jesus, so on and so forth. And it's also close to Christmas, by the way. It's close to Christmas. And we'll deal with that in a second, about the idea of the nativity scene of Christmas and another saint that's venerated by the name of Nicholas, who we call Saint Nick. Along with Saint Nick, he had a creature called Krampus, and we'll deal with Krampus also. So anyway, all of these ideologies are coming out of the out of Rome, out of a Greco-Rome theme of these created ideologies. Now, these created ideologies are also coupled with, and here's the word, write this word down, they're coupled with something that's called dogma. And dogma says that you have to believe this way. You have to do it this way. Dogma is what creates this notion of my religion is the only true religion. My belief is the only true belief. This is called dogma. But this dogma is taught to the believers in these dogmatic decrees. Write that down too, dogmatic decree. These dogmatic decrees are handed down from individuals in positions of leadership that teach the people these certain beliefs. Now, this Jesus character is the center of this Catholicism, or the Catholic belief, this Jesus character. And I'm saying Jesus character because at this point in 2021, in your conscious journey, you should already know that the letter that gives you the J sound was not introduced to the language until around the 17th century AD, Anno Domini. That means anything prior to the 17th century, the letter J would have not been mentioned. But instead, what you get is the letter Y, right? A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, they say, right? We should know that at this point. So the Y is replaced by the J later. There was no Jesus. There was no Jesus prior, or a name Jesus, not the character, not the individual, not the human flesh, not the person. But the name itself was not in existence at a time period that the Roman Catholic Church are propagating that Jesus existed. There was no Jesus. There could not be a Jesus prior to Jesus being born. The word, the letter J didn't even exist. If we're talking about Joshua, again, the letter J is there in Joshua, but Yeshua. Now, Yeshua is a different story. But this Jesus character comes out of a character by the name of Serapis. And everything I say to you, go look it up, because it's going to stay in the context of the Greco-Roman era, or during what's called the Holy Roman Empire, or during the Byzantine rule, okay? And we know that the Byzantine didn't fall. It was just reseated or rethroned by Muhammad II, right? And we know that the idea of Mohammedanism, of the belief of Rasulullah Muhammad wa alayhi salam, was introduced later. Let's go back. Serapis, or Serapis, they call him Serapis or Serapis. Serapis was introduced into the ancient Egyptian culture by way of Alexander the Great. I tend to call him Alexander the Greek. He was actually a Macedonian. And if any of these words are unfamiliar to you, if you don't know where Macedonia is, if you don't know where Greece is, if you don't know where Rome is, if you don't know where Etruxtans are, if you don't know where Sardinia is, get a map, look it up. It all makes sense. In fact, you can pretty much Google the map of the Byzantine Empire. Google that. Look that up. Look at the map of the Byzantine Empire. And when you look at the map of the Byzantine Empire, it's going to directly correlate with the seven churches of the Bible, which is in Ephesus and throughout Samaria and mostly parts of Asia, Asia Minor, which is Little Asia, right? Asia Minor mostly compresses of the areas in the Mediterranean, in North Africa area. So there's a direct correlation between the seven churches that are mentioned in Revelation and also the Byzantine Empire, the location of the Byzantine Empire. This becomes important later. I'm going back to Paul, and I'm jumping around on purpose so you guys can look this shit up. That will give you the whole entire narrative. This is not story time. It's not a Netflix special right here. This is for you to get points and make notes and go study for yourself, right? So Serapis comes into ancient Yakupta, ancient Egypt, ancient Mizraim, because we're correlating Bible mythology with actual history, so I can call it Mizraim. That's what Egypt is. Egypt is ancient Mizraim. And anybody in that area were called Mizraites. And if you've never heard of Mizraim, go look up Mizraim lineage, going back from Cush all the way back to Ham, all the way back to Noah, or who you call Noah, right? This is a particular area that is dealt with. In fact, this is the only area in the Bible that's dealt with. The Bible don't go up into Europe. The Bible don't even really go into Asia. I mean, like, the Far East Asia. The Bible never comes to America. None of the Americas. The Bible only deals with a particular area, which is North Africa, in the ancient lands of Shinar, or what you call today Mesopotamia. It particularly deals with areas like Cush, the land of Sheba. Sheba is an area, not a person, okay? So that's where the Bible hangs out at, mostly in Africa, because if you understand that the African ideology of religion gave birth to the Eurocentric version of religion, then it all makes sense to you, how it all is coupled together. And this is why particularly that Noble Drew Ali says, return to church, which is the Catholic Church, return the church and Christianity back to the Europeans. Give that shit back to them, because this was created for their salvation. Now, how was Christianity created? I'm going to go back to Serapis in a second. How was Christianity created for the European salvation? Well, there was several council meetings, and I know that we're all familiar with the Nicene Council. But are we familiar with the Council of Locida? Or the Council of Ferrara? Are we familiar with, really familiar with the Council of Chalcedon, the Council of Ephesus? Because the Council of Chalcedon and the Council of Ephesus is the council meeting to give birth to the created creature called Mary. Mary was a created entity. Mary was deemed a coin, what's called the Theotokos. Look it up. The Theotokos means the mother of God. They had to give God a mama. And we all should know at this point that this idea comes from the ancient Egyptian triune of Aset, Asar, and Haru, or who you call Isis. You know, her name is Aset. Isis is the Greek version of her name, and Osir or Osiris, and Horus or Haru, right? These three individuals gave rise to the idea of Mary and later Jesus and God the Father. God the Father is taken from Osiris. The Mother Mary is Isis. Jesus is Haru. This triune is giving life between the council meetings of Chalcedon and the Council of Ephesus. This is the Roman Catholic Church birthing Christianity. There was no Christianity. Why do I say there was no Christianity? Because there was no fucking Bible. Excuse my language. There was no Bible. You have to have a book to have a religion. The secular community of Europe could not read or write. A lot of y'all be giving Europeans too much credit. They couldn't read or write. There was no Bible. The first Bible, as we know it, the version that we know it as the King James Version, was put together for the first time in 1516 by a man by the name of Dissidence Erasmus. I think his name is E-A-R-U-M-U-S, Erasmus. Dissidence Erasmus, 1516. When he put together something called the Nova Instrumentum. 1519, it was called the Nova Testamentum. The word Nova in Latin means new. So you see Nova Scotia and so on and so. Nova, N-O-V-A, Nova. Nova means new. Nova Testamentum. 1535, for the first time, you had the Pentateuch, the books of Moses, which is Moshe, or Moses Maimonides, which is another Jewish writer. He put together the what was called the Pentateuch, or the Torah, and what was now called the Injil, in the same book, 1535. Look up a man by the name of Miles Coverdale. Miles Coverdale, M-I-L-E-S-C-O-V-E-R-D-A-L-E. Miles Coverdale. I'm a teacher, so I'm going to spell a lot of shit out. I teach, so I got to spell it. Miles Coverdale. Also, look up a man by the name of John Wycliffe. Look up John Wycliffe. And I'm making this point because there was no book. If I take the Quran away, there is no Islam, meaning there's no formidable religion because the book governs the religion. If I take away the Holy Quran of the MSTA, there is no system. If I take the Bible away, there is no system. So the book came after the formation of the idea. Now, out of the Council of Nicaea, which we're all familiar with, there was something called the Nicene Creed. And the Nicene Creed told you that it would be God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which is known as the Triune. And the Triune had to be created. They had to put formulas and documentation in place to make the people believe this shit. Because, see, prior to the council meetings, right, Serapis, who was one of the generals of Alexander the Great, Alexander invaded ancient Egypt. He was only there for like 4 years, 3 years. Alexander left ancient Egypt. He died, and Serapis marveled at the religious structure and just the structure, the civilization of ancient Egypt, to where Serapis began to shut down the temples in ancient Egypt because he wanted to become a god. Now, the individuals who were in ancient Egypt, who were the scribes and the priests, were called Coptic. Look up Coptic, C-O-P-T-I-C, Coptic, or Melkite. Melkite Coptic Egyptians were the priesthood. He wanted to basically make himself a deity amongst the gods of ancient Egypt. This is Serapis. Serapis began to close down all the temples in ancient Egypt. He took all the scrolls and literature out of all the temples of ancient Egypt, and he housed these scrolls into one building called the Great Library of Alexander. Look it up. Now, what's so crazy is the Great Library of Alexander confuses me because the Romans and the Greeks never had a fucking alphabet. Look it up. The ancient Egyptians applied their letters to the Greek language, and the Greek language birthed its alphabet or alphabeta from the demotic form of the ancient Egyptian language. If you're not familiar with the manuscripts of ancient Egypt, there's three. There's one that we're all familiar with, which is called the hieroglyphics. That's the pictorial form. There's a script called the Metoneter, and there's something called the Herodic and Demotic form of writing. Now, the Greeks coupled the Demotic form of writing, which gave birth to their alphabet. The Greeks never had a fucking language, or alphabet, I'm sorry, a written language. You're giving these Europeans too much credit. Once they came into ancient Egypt, Serapis Christos, and I'll tell you how I get the name Christos later, but Serapis began to cobble together ancient Egyptian deities, Osiris and Apis, A-P-I-S, formulating the name Osirapis, right? Now, once Osirapis was formulated, the story behind Osirapis made him the Godhead. He was deified. The ancient Egyptian community still didn't accept the shit, but this is the birth, the idea of Christianity being born, because Serapis coined himself the Anointed One, or in Greek, it's called Christos. Christos gave birth to the word Christ. Look up the etymology of the word Christ. And I'm trying to show you how this Jesus the Christ character was formulated. It was fucking created. The Catholic Church just pushed the ideology through these different council meetings. And the Pope issued certain edicts. Look up an edict. Look up the word edict. Edict. E-D-I-C-T. Edict. These edicts are also known as papal bull. A papal bull or an edict is an authoritative documentation issued by the imperial seat, which is the Pope. The Pope represents the vicar of Christ. I just told you that Christ or Christos is a term that means the Anointed One, or in Greek they call it S-O-T-E-R, Soter, Savior. The Pope is acting as Serapis Christos, as the Christ. So these Greeks, these Romans created this whole shit, and they pushed it onto people, and they made you convert. Did you know that purgatory was created? Purgatory was the idea of where you would go after death. The idea of where you would go after death, heaven to hell, was also taken from what's called Zoroastrianism. If you're not familiar with Zoroastrianism, look it up. This is where Islam comes from. Zoroastrianism. So this Catholic Church is Catholic ideology being birthed out of several council meetings. I mean, like 400 years of conversation had to happen. Because even within the idea of Christianity at its early beginnings, you had a split between the people. You had people called Monophysites. Out of Monophysite, you had a term called Monothelitism. Now, of course, the word mono means one, but they had to argue, did Jesus have one will, or did Jesus have two natures? Was he both divine and human? Or was he God himself? They had to figure that shit out before they put the religion out. So Christendom at its early stages being formulated, they had to figure a lot of shit out. If they were going to convince the world that this was going to be the newfound religion of the planet, they had to do a lot of convincing. So those who did not agree with the teachings or the idea that was being propagated of this Jesus character being formulated, they had to go. They had to kill him. They had to get rid of him. So you would see people like Arius. Arius was a Coptic brother who basically created a schism. It's called the Dantonist Schism. It was a North African schism. And this North African schism basically was teaching people that you can't create this shit. You can't come in here and hijack our shit and then go out to the world and propagate that this information is all wise, right, and exact. So now that Serapis has set up this ideology of this deity, this being, and this being was called Serapis Christos, or the Christ. Now, the idea of the Christ comes out of Serapis Christos, the Greek. The Romans later formulate the idea of this Christ character having a mother, or a Theotokos. And the mother of this Christ character end up being no other than Mary. which is also created. Now, Mary, in her sainthood, she's venerated along with other saints. The Catholic Church itself, the building is mostly comprised on the fact that Peter, because Jesus told Peter that upon this rock, I shall build my church. And that's why the Catholic Church has this brick and mortar. Well, Jesus told Peter that he was going to build his church on this. So we're gonna venerate Peter, make Peter a saint. We're going to put his catacomb underneath the church. Did you know that the Peter's catacomb was underneath the Vatican Church? Did you also know the idea of these catacombs or these caves underneath these buildings in Italy and throughout Europe comes from the worship of Mithra? Now, Mithra was another sun deity. And if you really do some research on Greece and Rome in the early stages of their religion, Greece and Rome was under what's called the Hellenistic period. Look up the Hellenistic period. In the Hellenistic period, you had what was called the belief of multiple gods, polytheism. Christianity today is not monotheism. Christianity today is a term called henotheism. And henotheism says that they recognize other deities, but they only choose to worship one out of the multiple deities. And you will oftentimes hear Christians say shit like, don't put no other god before our God. Or this is what the Bible says. God said, put no other god before me. And my question is, why is your God even recognizing other gods in the first place? Why am I recognizing other deities? So there's other deities to be had, because the idea of this creation comes out of the fallacy of multiple deities. So Rapus Christos, now that he's established the idea of the Christ or this anointed one, Christianity has its roots laid. And from its roots, it begins to grow through the various ecumenical council meetings. And I don't have time to really go into the council meetings. So I definitely encourage you all to go look up these different council meetings. The Council of Ephesus, and I mean study this shit. The Council of Nicaea 1 and 2. The Council of Chalcedon. The Council of Locida. The Council of Locida, you'll see this is where Paul comes in there, because Paul, you know, went unto the Gentiles even after Jesus or Yeshua, Allah Mashiach, even after Yeshua. Do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Paul goes on, the Gentiles were the Romans, by the way. Paul goes unto the Romans and began to try to convert the Romans. Now, Paul was a Roman. Paul, whose name was Saul, is a Roman. Paul is now saying that God spoke to him in person, because see, Jesus was dead as fuck. Jesus had been gone off the planet before Paul even got here. But Paul did encounter a Jesus. What Jesus did Paul encounter? I would encourage you all to read the book of Colossians. I would encourage you all to read the book of Acts. The book of Acts and the book of Colossians will show you. Now, Colossians points out Jesus' justice. Jesus' justice is the Jesus that Paul knew. Paul did not know anything of Yeshua al-Mashiach, because nothing has been written about Yeshua al-Mashiach, or who you call Isa al-Maryam. Nothing has been written about Jesus yet, Jesus of Nazareth. Nothing is written when Paul is here. Nothing get wrote about Jesus of Nazareth until later. So who is Paul talking about? Paul never met Jesus of Nazareth. See, Paul is an apostle. Imposter. Paul is an apostle. An apostle does not learn from the master directly. See, Jesus had disciples. A disciple learns from the master directly. Paul was not a disciple. Paul was an apostle. So Paul begins to write these letters to the church of Ephesus. That's where the Council of Ephesus comes from. The idea anyway. Paul begins to write these letters pleading to the Roman government to convert. The Roman government eventually, you know, they comply, because Constantine comes into the picture. and Constantine's figure is like, well, shit, this idea of this Serapis shit, of this Christianity shit, could be beneficial to the empire. So Constantine said he had a vision. He had a vision of a cross in the sky. And in Latin, it says, in hoc signa vince, which means in this sign we should conquer. The idea of conquest. This is where Christendom is born. But Constantine is not a Christian yet. Constantine caused the council meetings, but Constantine was not a Christian. Constantine became a Christian at the Council of Ferrara. He was baptized. And a brother, an African brother by the name of Sylvester I, who was a bishop. See, when you look into the Catholic Church, the early bishops of the church were all black. All of them. All, every last one of them were brothers, because they came out of the Coptic community of ancient Egypt. These Europeans, Romans, Greeks, Spaniards, what's the other ones? Portuguese, French, all these individuals had to learn this religion. And the first university for Europeans, challenge me on this shit, I guarantee you, the first university for these Europeans were called the Hagia Sophia. Sophia means wisdom. The Hagia Sophia was the Church of Holy Wisdom. Look it up. And the individual who had resurrected or reconstructed the Hagia Sophia was an individual by the name of Justinian. Look up Justinian. Justinian of the Justinian calendar, which later got converted to what's called the Gregorian calendar. Justinian reconstructed the Hagia Sophia on December 23rd. And every December 23rd, they would dress up and give gifts in veneration or in honor of this church, this universal church that gave the Europeans education on religion. Now later, the celebration was converted or changed to December 25th. I'm sorry, let me back up a little bit, y'all. The Hagia Sophia was finished constructed on December 27th. I'm sorry. December 27th. The Justinian calendar. December 27th. After Christianity moved up into Europe, they went by what's called the Gregorian calendar, and they lost 2 days. Yes, the Julian calendar also, of Julius Caesar. It's a different time period. So the Justinian calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the Julian calendar are all different time periods. I'm focusing on the Justinian calendar and the Gregorian calendar is my point. So the Hagia Sophia was done being rebuilt December 27th. They lost 2 days according to the Gregorian calendar. So every December 25th, the Europeans would dress up and bring gifts along with other Roman celebrations such as Saturnalia. And Saturnalia was the celebration of Saturn. And this is Christmas. This is also the construction of Christmas. The 27th, they changed. Yes, that's correct. Different calendars. So I don't have time to really dig into it because I have to go in here and toil right quick. But I want you guys to understand the historicity of the Catholic Church. Like, the shit just didn't appear. There's a long history of Catholicism that I wanted to expose to you guys and get you guys to think about how it was put together. And Catholicism, while it says that it's at its core, it's about Jesus Christ and what Jesus said. Jesus said, do not fuck with those Romans. That's what Jesus said. Romans were known as Gentiles. Jesus said, do not go over there and fuck with them. Jesus also said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar. All of it. That statement means whatever belonged to Rome, give it back to the ass. The same thing Noble Jew Ali said. Give the church Look up the origin of the word church. Give the church and Christianity back to those Europeans. It's not yours. You don't own it. You didn't create it. It's not for you. We're going to keep Jesus and we're going to keep the Bible. That belongs to us. And I'll talk more about that later. All right. Peace and love, family. Happy Holy Day. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and love. Be fruitful this weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Peace.